Good morning. A Monday morning, we're with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
In your exclusive column this morning, Cut the Cruelty, New York polls to Prez and anti-poor immigration rule, and I guess more than 70 Democratic state lawmakers have written to the president. Explain.
Back in late March, the Washington Post got a hold of a draft rule, a draft regulation the Trump administration was working on that would make it more difficult for immigrants who are here legally to receive green cards and stay in the country with permanent residency. So more than 70 state Democratic lawmakers from both the Assembly and the Senate sent a letter to President Trump directly, basically saying if finalized, the changes would fundamentally and negatively alter the country and the health and well-being of millions of New Yorkers who are immigrants here.
Side by side with that, a lot of folks have heard about the pizza guy who delivered pizza in Brooklyn to a military base and subsequently ICE picked him up. Now a judge has given him a stay.
This has been a big issue. It's received national attention. Governor Cuomo has even called for an investigation by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General. I wouldn't hold my breath for that to happen, but certainly it caught a lot of attention because the guy who they took away from his wife and kids was delivering a pizza but has no criminal record. And they asked him for his ID, and when he didn't have a driver's license, he got taken away by ICE.
A final push for passage of a red flag bill designed to make it easier to keep firearms out of the hands of those feared to be dangerous to themselves or others. This is something the governor is pushing. Democrats seem behind it. What happens in the Senate ultimately?
Well, that's a question about a lot of issues this year. What happens in the Senate? My guess is it's going to be a hard sell, but the governor wants everyone to get on board literally. He's today starting a campaign to push for this red flag bill. What it would do is it would allow teachers, law enforcement, and other officials and family members to petition a judge when they think someone is dangerous and has access to guns. And in this case, the governor, be on a school bus and start off in Long Island and New York City pushing for passage of this bill. The Senate Republicans have shown really no interest in passing it, and instead they would like to see a school safety package that would include having armed school resource officers posted at schools.
Finally, I love this line, sometimes ZD is just ZD.
Yes, Joseph Prococo, the former top aide to Governor Cuomo, who was convicted on felony corruption charges, asked a judge and received permission to travel to upstate New York, where his daughter had a sporting event. Apparently, while he was there last week, he met with some friends in Syracuse at a popular Italian restaurant that is known for it, wait for it, ziti. And the reason that's kind of ironic is during the trial, Prococo was said to have referred to the bribes he received repeatedly as ziti, stealing the line from the Sopranos television show. But apparently he likes both the ziti that you could pocket and the ziti that you can stomach.
Either way, the ziti's sticking with him for the rest of time. We've been talking with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief of the New York Daily News. You can head to NY Daily News to read more. And our conversation is online at wamc.org. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.